This is the Rundown on the PBS NewsHour. I'm Hari Srinivasan, and I am joined by Miles on Mount Merapi. I wanted to say Joe and the volcano, but really Miles and Merapi work well. Miles O'Brien is covering this volcanic eruption for us from Indonesia. Thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here, Hari. I did have a couple of cups of Joe. It is 12 hours ahead of you, so it's already tomorrow. I can confirm there is a future for you.
Thank you very much. That was my first question. So let's talk a little bit about this. Just a few weeks ago, we saw some of these amazing and startling images, and now you're walking around in what looks like a moonscape from some of your Facebook pictures.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Hari. You know, if you're like me, when you think about volcanoes, you probably think about Kilauea in Hawaii, which is kind of like, if you want to use the analogy of your kitchen, it's like putting a pot on the stove on simmer. And you have this kind of long-term, low-grade eruption with this kind of oozy lava coming out. Well, along the Pacific Ring of Fire, as we call it, which is where we are right now, where these two plates collide, so-called subduction zones, it's an entirely different phenomenon. What happens when a volcano like Merapi behind me blows, it creates what's called a pyroclastic flow, which is this 300 to 400 mile an hour landslide that is 1,800 degrees hot and filled with boulders the size of homes. So when it comes through, you better be out of the way. And it just flattened numerous villages up there. It was really otherworldly.
Now, is this what happened, say, for example, with Mount St. Helens, also on the Pacific Ring of Fire? I mean, it's just an absolutely immediate eruption?
Yeah, exactly. Mount St. Helens, of course, that was a pyroclastic flow. That was one, actually, that surprised the experts a little bit because it actually went in a little different direction than they anticipated. It's really hard to predict these things. And that's initially what I set out to do was to try to find out the state of the art in volcanology. How close are we to being able to predict these things with a great degree of specificity? We're not quite there yet.
This is probably one of the most active areas in the world for volcanologists, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I met a guy, you know, many people here in Indonesia go by one name. His name is Sirono. He's the chief volcanologist for Indonesia, and he is arguably the busiest volcanologist in the world. He has 129 active volcanoes across the archipelago, and there are 240 million people here. This one in particular is the most active currently, Merapi, and it looms over the city of Yogyakarta, and 500,000 people in the city proper, but many more in the region that are affected by this volcano. So he's got his hands full, and he has to make the tough decision when to evacuate, how big the ring of evacuation should be. And as he put it, it's almost harder to decide when to allow people to return. There's still an evacuation zone around Merapi right now, and he has not yet made the decision to allow people to go in because he's not convinced Merapi is finished.
And one of the things that you point out in the story that'll be on the NewsHour is that this is also kind of a clash of cultures that occurred here, and that what maybe science was starting to win out over traditional mysticism of the mountain.
Yeah, I think it's a real inflection point for the culture here in Java. Historically, Merapi is in the mystical world of Javanese culture, represents a god and the grandfather Merapi, if you will. And people still, on an annual basis, go up and have offering ceremonies to the gods there. There is a person who is assigned to be the gatekeeper, the person who holds the keys to the kingdom, if you will. Marajan was his name. And when the evacuation order was issued by Sirono, Marajan said, "No, I've talked to grandfather Merapi, and I'm convinced there's no danger." And sadly, he and about three dozen of his closest followers died in the eruption, in the pyroclastic flow. And that really has rocked Javanese culture. And in many respects, sadly, but truth be told, has bolstered Sirono and the scientific team as they march forward. People are listening to them a little more.
All right. Miles O'Brien, we are listening to you all the time. Thank you so much for checking in with us from Mount Merapi in near Yogyakarta, Indonesia, correct?
That's it. Pleasure, Hari.
Okay, this is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan.